Welcome back to WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are having a positive day here. I dreamed up this Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and Don, when, you know, right in the beginning, I had to come up with the first 10, and G&M came off the list, so we are thrilled to be here in Anne Arundel County with Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman. If you're just joining us, we did two other segments. You can go back and hear about how the government was won and run, and there's probably, and still fun before it's all
there
over.
You go.
But John Zulius is from G&M is here. You, Dimitri, I came over last Saturday, and I spent about an hour and a half here telling the whole history. I did everything that Don would never want me to do. Don, what do I call it when I learn everything ahead of time?
You don't like it when people green room, quote unquote, green
room. Well, I just met John 5 minutes ago, so there's been no green rooming here at all. Thank you for hosting us and having us here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, first things first. I thought you were in Baltimore County. I was not convinced it was Anne Arundel County until I got the map out. But you are as close to Baltimore County as you could possibly be.
We're on the borderline.
Well, I love that.
Linthicum is ours. Do not try to take it away.
What do you call the neighborhood a block up? What is that neighborhood? Is that Halthorpe? Or is that, what would that be?
Halthorpe. Yeah.
Now, Halthorpe's Baltimore County, right? Baltimore County executive? But
probably a little of both. I would defer to the county. Yeah, a big chunk is in Baltimore County.
Well, I know the crab cakes are good here. I don't want to make them fight over, you know, but Baltimore County would like to annex it because the crab cakes are very good.
But again, I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Now, I spent years at Lansdowne High School, and the Lansdowne High School catchment area and border came right to the Anne Arundel County border. So, I mean, it was... Again, we talk about regionalism a lot. The Lansdowne High School border was bordered by Baltimore City and Anne Arundel County. So you could literally live on one side of the street and come to Lansdowne and live on the other side of the street, I guess, and go to Brooklyn Park. You know?
Well, when you're from Dundalk, you don't drive over to Linthicum to get crab cakes. I'm doing this thing with the tour. People down in PG County and Montgomery County talk to me about crab cakes. And I'm like... In my life, I have never thought, I want to get a good crab cake. I'll go to D.C. You know, nobody does that from Dundalk, you know. Your crab cake and the legend of Southwest Baltimore, the airport being near here, your shipping, I am blown away by your operation. I mean, of all the places I'll get a crab cake, you might be the biggest. I mean, you really have built over 50 years you've been here?
Well, G&M used to be here since 1974, but we took over... 1993 February.
And you took the same recipe? What was here when you found
it? The recipe, we brought it over ourselves. What happened is I was working for Timbuktu years ago, back in the day, and the landlord that owned Timbuktu at G&M, and I came from there because this place was shut down.
Now, was this a sub shop or
a
restaurant?
It was a sub shop.
Okay.
A sub shop, a pizza place. That's what we took over. And we brought the menu here. We created something different. And it took off.
Why the crab cake? What about it here?
Because we have quality, the ingredients, and consistency never changed all these years. People realize quality. And the prices were very, very reasonable. Right now, I mean, we had to take an increase because of COVID. You can't even find crab meat. But hopefully, once we get back to normal, we go back to where the reasonable pricing is. You have to stay in business.
Well, I mean, it was tough enough last year, right? I mean, we've talked so much with the county executive about staying in business during COVID. Now, on the other side of this, being in the crab cake business, and so many of my partners, this began with Fadley's Costas. I've been doing business with eating crab cakes and crabs for, this is my 30th year doing radio. I put this tour together 6 months ago thinking this would be a great idea. Then the crab prices went crazy about 6 weeks ago. And I had people saying to me, you shouldn't do the tour. So this is exactly when we should do it because this people need to know that this has been a market shift for everyone in your industry.
It is. First, COVID, when it started, we shut down the dining room. We're lucky we had the carry out and the shipping. The carry out So the people from dining room, they shifted to the carry out, and the online business, it tripled.
Nestor, we're going to interrupt. We're going to interrupt, Mr. Zulius. Look at this here.
So
it's showtime.
It is showtime here.
County executives getting excited.
Oh, look at the size.
Oh,
they're
huge.
Huge. They're almost as big as the plate.
They're like softballs. They're huge. I ordered the one with the...
all that bread.
So here, one of the things about crab cakes, and John, I've said this everywhere I go. I was at Barrett's on the Pike last week.
There you go, Mr. Executive.
Yes, it was a crab cake, but they're all going to be different. And every recipe is.
Thank you.
You're not going to tell me what's in this. Nobody's ever going to tell me what's in their crab cake, so I have to guess. But in putting together a crab cake recipe, talk to me about how this happened.
Well, when we came here, there was a crab cake recipe in our menu, but I always try to play with the recipe and always, because at that time I was working in the kitchen, and I always asked the customers, how do you like the crab cakes? And I got a feedback from customers. That's how it was created, based on the majority of the customers' feedback. Because you got to listen to your customers.
It's a people's crab cake.
That's right,
John. When you first came up with this recipe,
hold on just a minute.
Go ahead, Mr.
Are we allowed to eat? Are we?
Yeah, I'm eating, Mr.
Eating.
Exec.
Are we allowed to eat yet? Maybe we should ask.
I'm eating.
You know, this reminds me of Christmas dinner at my mom's house, where she like
I got trained
can't
by my
touch
mother.
The ham yet. You know, and I'm sitting there looking.
Don's pigging out over here.
I'm eating, Mr. Executive. You go.
All right, I'm digging
West
in.
Side. So go ahead. I'll pull your mic. Let John continue.
I want to ask Mr. Zos. Was there a decision early on? You said we're going to make a really big crab cake because this is a big crab cake.
No, like I said before, I was working for Timbuktu before, and they used to be big in the crab cake business back in the day, and they still probably are. And the recipe, I tweaked it when I came here, because when you work for somebody else, you have to follow their guidelines, and I did not like certain things, and I had to improve what I knew.
So 28 years it's been just like this, or was
yes.
it, or 93 you came here,
93,
right?
93, February 93.
Now, I know this because I came over and did some recon, Don Mohler, before, and I don't know if Animal Can Executive Stuart Pittman knows, you had a fire here.
We had a fire.
You had to rebuild this. This went away at one
well,
point.
Well, the fire was partially funny because at that time we had applied for permits to renovate the whole building and caught a fire in the basement from a cigarette and the foam coolers.
Oh.
And that was bad. And we tried to stay open right away. It took us about 9 days. I couldn't believe it. The insurance didn't even come until 4 days after the fire. We had almost all the crews working here, because the insurance told me, says, how come you don't take the advantage of the insurance policy? For 6 months, you got to get paid. I said, what happens to my customers?
They were going to pay you to shut down. You didn't want to shut down.
I don't want to shut down. So 9 days,
we
were back and running.
Wow.
We were back and running. That was a nice turnaround.
Well, I can tell in here, this is a modern design. You really put something together. I mean, Don walked in here. You hadn't been here in a while, right?
Fine.
I was here a few years ago, John. My wife was sick with cancer for a couple of years and spent some days free. And we were at the airport and we came over. I had never had your crab cake. And I sat right here at the bar with my wife and watched the ball game. I had your crab cake. It's about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's the only time I had been here. I didn't know how big it was.
Well, have you held that thing
yes,
up?
Yes, I've held this. You're too busy eating yours. I had never entered from the sub shop side. I've only come by this building in my whole life from the south side,
okay.
from the airport side. So I didn't even really know a whole lot about your sub shop until I like saw the other side of the building and realizing how big this operation is. That this is probably coming stages, this building, right?
Well, the renovation, when it took place where we're sitting right now here, it used to be an alley between the two buildings.
So it looks nicer.
It's an alley, yes. Definitely it is. Yeah, we did the renovation about 12 years ago. So our capacity about 300 people.
Now, Don, you were blown away by the shipping, right? I mean, by how many crab cakes go out of that kitchen.
Well, how many crab cakes go out? John, you were saying, tell our listeners how many pounds of crab meat you go through a day.
Well, minimum 1,000 to 1,500.
1,500 pounds.
That's on a weekday, and during the holidays, we can go up to 20,000 pounds a week.
20,000 pounds a week.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of crab cake, Mr. Yeah. Exec. Well, Mr. Exec, you've had a couple of bites now. What's your reaction here so far?
This is good.
I mean, turned his microphone down because he was eating.
Yeah, I know. I was trying not to chew into the microphone.
I've been chewing on the air for 30 years.
Well, you don't really have to chew. You just close your mouth and it just kind of melts into your mouth. But they're huge chunks.
Unbelievable. I mean,
this is all crab, huge chunks. But then it's got a little bit of spicy tarty to it.
He's going to go with Nestor now. Here we
now
go.
We're going to figure out what's in it.
This the is county the executive and this Nestor are going to have a taste off.
See, I got a sandwich, and I don't like want to break it all up, but I'm definitely going to get into there. Oh, this is going to be delicious.
So anybody, you guys can't see on the radio, but Nestor got a whole bunch of French fries, and he got a bunch of bread.
You serve a proper French fry here, John.
Yeah,
I judge a place. Your crab cake, we're in Maryland. They're all going to be great. But you can give me bad French. Give me those skinny little fries.
Big fries.
I need a fry with some meat to it, some potato. We're at G&M. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman is here. John Zulius is here, and of course, Don Moeller. And we're doing the crab cake tour. And just for you serve more than just crab cake. I want to make sure everybody
Yes,
knows.
We do.
Don said every time he's been in here, everybody's got a crab
everybody
cake.
Everybody would have a crab cake.
We have a lot of other seafood items. We have steaks. We have pastas. We have salads. I mean, you name it, pretty much you have it. We're here, you know, our menu accommodates. We have gluten-free items, products. It just accommodates mass of people.
I told Dimitri last week when I came in, I said, any Greek-owned place that's old school, I'm looking for the pastries and the bakery. Don, did you come through the right door to see the desserts here?
I'll walk out that
door,
though.
And when I asked him, I said, where does this guy come from, like, all the same bakery? He said, no, they come from our kitchen.
Yes.
And I could not believe that you do that sort of volume and that many different kinds of desserts here.
We have bakery on premises. You baker on premises. We produce our own cakes.
Well, don't leave here. It's not just crab cakes. They do other kinds of cakes here as well.
Can people buy them if they're not sitting down in the restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, they can buy them. There's a lot of people, if they come here to the dining room, for example, they walk out on the carry outside, they take desserts to go, or they take food to go, or they can get a crab cakes package to go because they travel. We're a destination here because we're close to 295, 95, mm-hmm. 695.
Well, the airport has been your story, right? I mean, the airport's been a big, big factor in your business over the last
Believe
years.
It or not, at the beginning, when we first started, the hotel supported us before the locals discovered us, because the hotel that used to send the customers here, their customers.
You're stuck at the Sheraton at the airport. Yeah. You want to get a crab cake. They want to,
yeah, this is where's a good place to eat. So I guess they came here and the word got around, and it's like here it's weekdays. We have corporate reservations, corporations, and they make, you know, it. And that's how it started. And then the locals started taking the information, and that's how.
Well, John, thanks for hosting us.
Mr. Lewis goes, I want to ask the county executive, between bites, poor guy's going to have to wash his crab cake down. When I listen to John speak, Mr. Executive, I'm always brought back to the whole idea of small business. As a county executive, talk to our listeners a little bit about small businesses in Anne Arundel County and how important they are and how much of a focus on economic development they become.
Yeah, I mean, when I came in, we talked to economic development about what we really wanted to encourage and promote, and it's the small businesses that are especially locally owned, and it's because of it's the jobs. I've been in business myself. For you, it's about your employees, and that's what made COVID so hard, not being able to pay people. And it's like family. I'm sure it's like family here.
Well, it is. And it's hard to find, to pick your family to bring them back now because they get more money getting paid, stay home, than coming back to work right now.
Family's moved on.
Family's moved on.
Well, you missed the segment where he said, you know, last year he was taken on all sides as a county executive having to legislate shutting down businesses. I mean, this was the strangest year ever, I think, to be anywhere, right? I mean, and to make it through. To all be sitting here having a crab cake after the 4th of July on a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Life's good.
Now, wait a minute. You haven't Guy Fieri'd us here with Mr. John yet.
Well,
you
I'd all, say
the exec gave us a little Guy Fieri.
All right.
Now,
so
you're,
this
you're...
is the first crab cake I've had on the tour where I distinctly have a little salty Old Bay thing going on in there. You know, so, some places it's very sweet. Every place is going to be a little different. This has a traditional Old Bay, more of a Maryland flavor, as I would call it. Agree?
Yes.
I caught it, see? You don't fry them, though.
No, we only bake them.
So if I order it fried, you won't fry it for me?
Is that the same reason?
Healthier that way here.
Some of our restaurant friends have said the reason that they don't fry them is that if you don't use a lot of filler, they won't stay together. Is that accurate?
That's correct. That's correct. Because if you do fry, you have to put more breading. If we don't believe in breading, we are here to serve you best quality with less filler.
Well, there certainly isn't much bread
in there. Yeah, there's none of that bread
stuff
in there. But there's something. There's something in there between and among the crab. And it must be some kind of special sauce or something that makes it so that flavor.
You have a little, there's a little salty, Old Bay, spicy. This has got a little spice to it.
A bite to it, yeah.
And he's not, this recipe is not being shared, just so you know.
Now, are you someone that says we should not put tartar or cocktail on?
You can put them, yeah.
That's all right, so you're not a purist.
No.
All right.
You can, you know, whatever makes you happy. You gotta enjoy your food. I'm not going to tell you how to eat.
I'm picking at a brioche bun crab cake here. We're going to break things down here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And for Dimitri, who was great to me last week as well. We'll be back to see you, right?
No problem. Thank you for having me and appreciate for coming over. And
thank you for having us.
Wish you the best.
Thank you. Real quick, Nestor, tell folks where to find you. We assume everybody's been here. Tell them where to find you. Where are you?
804 North Hammonds Ferry Road, Lithicum, Maryland.
And online, if they want to order, one click away, right?
GNMRestaurant.com or GNMCrabCakes.com.
There you go.
That's it.
Good for the economy in Anne Arundel County, Mr. Executive.
Lithicum is the head of Anne Arundel County at the very top.
There you go.
So, I know you have a hard time believing this, but I'm the brains of the operation here at Baltimore Positive. I knew this crab cake thing was a good idea. I knew this was a good idea. I knew this was going to be a winner. On behalf of everybody down here in Lithicum, never hail Thorpe, but it is just right over there for all the GNM team and for Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman, as well as Baltimore County Executive Don Moeller. I'm Nestor, eating crab cakes on the Crab Cake Tour. Stick with us here at WNST and Baltimore Positive.
All right.